Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, January 23rd, 7:31 Central Time. Joining us by phone this morning, Jody Token. She's the National Public Relations Coordinator for American Heritage Girls and in Washington, D.C. right now for the LCMS Live Conference, the March for Life. And Jody, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for His Time.
Sure. Good morning.
How are things now you were able to make it in yesterday, probably about the time, just a little before the march was happening. Were you able to see any of the march or be a part of it?
I was. I got in just in time, and it was my first March for Life, and it was just overwhelming and unbelievable. It was amazing. Amazing to see so many young people. I mean, it made me feel a little old, and I don't feel old. But there are so many young people, and it's like that next generation who, you know, are just have this spirit of hope, you know, about them. They are very hopeful and very determined, and it was just really encouraging and very, very energetic to be around all those people.
It is. I received several reports that there were many high school students, many college students, and children as well who were attending this event. But that the numbers of high school students and college students appeared to be higher than in years past. And I'm sure that is encouraging to us to see that our following generations really value the sanctity of life. They value life, and there's this culture of a life affirming that is continuing to grow. And were you able to see any other American Heritage girl groups there? Were you able to make any other connections with any American Heritage girl groups?
Well, everyone was, no one had their uniforms on per se to kind of stand out in the crowd. They all were kind of marching with their particular denomination or with friends. I know they were out there. Everyone had on their, of course, you know, the Lutheran Church had their neon green hats on, so you could spot them a mile away. I saw a lot of the girls out there, but not, you know, in uniform this year. We were really just being part of our church experience, which was great. And knowing that, you know, we were the only, you know, kind of girl, kind of scouting type group that is marching for life was pretty inspirational. And just kind of what you said, that generation, really, this is the first generation of youth that really get it and believe that in their generation and in their time, and I believe it too, that, you know, they will see the end, you know, of the abortion law in their lifetime, which is pretty exciting. So
I'm glad that you mentioned that the American Heritage girls are encouraged to be a part of their church, to be a part of their congregation and the life of that congregation, and to participate in things like this along with their congregation and with people of all ages, and not just specifically only their peers. That's encouraging to hear as well, and I think speaks volumes to the success and the work of American Heritage Girls.
Yeah, that's one of our one of our principles, is that it's a family ministry. This is something that I get to do alongside of my daughters. It's not just something that I take with them to and drop them off to. You know, we have enough, seems like, extracurricular activities out there that we drop our kids off to piano or a sport or an activity that we're just watching them do it. But we actually get to do life together with our kids, and that's one of my favorite things about American Heritage Girls, is that I get to go rock climbing and camping and all the skills that they have. I'm like, I want to learn how to do that too. So yeah, it was fun to see the girls out there, you know, with their family, you know, just hand in hand with their moms and their dads and with their pastors. And, you know, they learn all these principles in church and in Sunday school and even in American Heritage Girls, but then to be surrounded by, gosh, you know, thousands and thousands of people sharing that same cause was just, I mean, for me, it was, you know, people have seen it a lot, but this is my first time seeing it. What an amazing, almost glimpse of heaven where all the believers were together. And it was very peaceful. People were singing hymns and people were singing songs. And it was just a very, very beautiful, peaceful demonstration of believers coming together for God. It was pretty powerful.
Now that the march overall has wrapped up and other events are going on in D.C. In that area, including the LCMS Life Conference, tell us about some of the things later on in the day after the march yesterday that you were able to attend.
So after the march, there were several different groups doing conferences. Of course, you know, the LIFE conference here at the LCMS started last night. And there was also an expo put on, I guess, by the March for Life group that had all kinds of booths and just opening your eyes to all the different organizations out there from every background who are standing up for life. And it really is just a great moment of connecting for everybody where we were like, oh, I had no idea that organization really focused in on, you know, you think about, you know, pro-life issues as, you know, for babies, but there's also things for, you know, which is really what our Respect Life patch will talk about, is, you know, from the young to the old, or people respecting life of all ages. And that networking of associations is what I experienced yesterday, of, you know, people from every different background were together at some of these different groups and places that you go. It was fun to see.
Were you able to catch any of the speakers at the LCMS Life Conference? Were there any speakers last night?
No. So today is the big day for the LCMS speakers. And there's just a big, long list of them. Of course, Pastor Harrison will be speaking, I think, this morning. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. There's a couple. The one that I'm really interested to hear, her name is Lila Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the president of Live Action. And she started her group when she was 15 years old, talking about a young girl, you know, following, you know, God's calling on her life. Here's a great example, you know, to our girls in our program, but just to all, you know, all people, that you can make a difference at such a young age. And she will be speaking here at the Life Conference. So it'll be fun to hear what she has to say. But today's the big day for the Life Conference here at the LCMS.
Very good. Yes, as I understand correctly, Matins is happening right now. There's a prayer service happening, and then right after the breakfast. And so then there will be the opportunity to hear all these various speakers today.
Right, yeah, he starts in about just less than an hour, so I'm not missing him.
Tell us about the opportunity to meet with other life-affirming Christians, especially with the members of LCMS there who are a part of this, and the networking that you get to do while there.
It's amazing to see how far. I sat this morning at breakfast with a man from Latvia. So he came all the way from across the, you know, world to be here at his first March for Life. I met a lady from India at breakfast. And so there are people from all over the world wanting to see really how we're doing it here in our nation, and they'll be able to take that same message home, you know, to their church in their home country. And so there's just, it's amazing. You think, oh, this is an American issue, but this is obviously, you know, a worldwide issue that happens everywhere. So they want to know how, gosh, you know, how are we doing it in America? How do we equip, you know, our youth to handle this issue? And so just the networking just around the breakfast table this morning was just amazing, to meet people from all over the world. It wasn't just a United States moment. It was a world moment.
And to be able to be connected with those people, you know, to get to have this opportunity to come together for the march, and now the, you know, prayer and time to hear these speakers and to learn together. But it's nice to know that you have those opportunities outside of the learning, just to visit with one another and to encourage one another. Great to hear that. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Jody Token from American Heritage Girls. Stick around for more His Time right after this, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, January 23rd, 7:30 Central Time. I'm having a tough time this morning with the clock. And joining me by phone this morning, Jody Token. She's the National Public Relations Coordinator for American Heritage Girls and currently at the LCMS Life Conference in Washington, D.C. Jody, it's been great to hear about how things are going with the LCMS Life Conference. Let's talk about what's going on with American Heritage Girls. One of the things that's unique about American Heritage Girls, and you pointed this out, is that it's one of the few groups, if the only group, of girls program or young ladies program that's involved in an initiative or an emphasis such as this, a life-affirming culture. And tell us about the Respect Life patch that is that has become really just huge with American Heritage Girls.
It has. So we have a Respect Life patch that the girls earned to wear on their uniforms. And the first amazing part about the patch is that it was inspired by the girls in the first place, that they have already been serving and doing service projects that have to do with respecting life. And the girls from a troop up in Michigan called and said, hey, we're doing this project. And we really want to be able to celebrate that with a fun patch. We thought, you know what, girls have been doing this all over the nation. Why don't we have a national patch? And that patch was created almost a year ago in February of 2014. And that patch has outsold every other patch in our program, even within the past 20 years. It's amazing to see these girls saying, okay, I did that. I respected life. I went and helped at a pregnancy center. You know, I prayed for the unborn. I went and played bingo with the elderly. We're doing those things. So let's celebrate that hard work and just that love for life with this patch. So it's been beyond our wildest dreams how great and successful this patch has been. And really, it's just a reflection of what our girls are already doing. So we love the patch.
By taking on the tasks, the things that they do in association with preparing to earn this patch, as you mentioned, helping out at a pregnancy center or visiting someone, how do you think that, while it certainly serves their neighbor in a great way, how do you think, what do you think the girls learn from that? How do you think that will affect them years down the road? How does that shape their worldview?
Yeah, well, the patch is a reflection of a biblical worldview, and that's the center, that's everything that is American Heritage Girls. We want the ministry and the programming to be centered around Jesus. And this patch is just one way to be a reflection, a hands and feet, tangible expression of their faith. And we teach a biblical worldview that respects all life from conception to natural death. And so that shows the girls what that looks like, that they can, you know, understand some of these big lofty principles that we teach, you know, in Sunday school, but they can actually understand that through the Respect Life Patch program. So So it really does, it brings attention to respecting life or providing, you know, service projects or anything that helps them understand that concept.
Now, any idea how many, I don't know if you have any of the statistics with you or available, but any idea how many young ladies have earned this Respect Life patch?
I think we're just over 4,000 patches just in the past few months. So that's a pretty fast sell of a fun patch. You know, some of our other patches are like, you know, father-daughter dance or a tea party or other fun activities. But just in the past, you know, 8 months, it's sold 4,000.
Wow.
And we expect that to probably double just in, you know, the next year or two.
4,000 in 8 months. That's... That's a lot of lives changed. And just think, as they're learning about life and respecting life, who they're, you know, how they're sharing that worldview with others, with their peers at school and other places, and with people of all ages. Think of what an impact that makes as they learn that life is precious, life is valuable, life is a gift from God, and that they're going out into their schools, into their communities, and sharing this worldview. And another thing that I appreciate about American Heritage Girls is that that they gain confidence to speak about these things in their daily lives.
They really do. It's actually just this morning I was looking at a Bible verse, and because I was thinking of all those kids and youth marching yesterday, and my thought was like, man, what a powerful picture of hope that march gave. And our kids are so, even as adults, we're hungry for something that's hopeful, and we long for hope. And, you know, it's much more than just a patch, but just that they marched yesterday. But then the Bible verse was, you know, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And it's a hope that doesn't disappoint. You know, a lot of times kids, you know, hope for something, you know, they hope for a certain present for Christmas or their birthday. But this is a totally different level of hope that they're seeing at the march yesterday, and they're experiencing in the American Heritage Girls program, that they see hope, and they get to see it in a real tangible way. And it was just a very powerful picture to know that, you know, yesterday was a special moment in time, but then they can take that hope back to their troop, back to their family, back to their church, through what starts as a very simple activity, you know, respecting life, but it just transcends so many different things in their life. And it was a very powerful moment to see all those things come together. And to know that when they march, they get to wear that little badge of honor, little patch of honor on their uniform when they get home, and they can, you know, order that patch and show that to their family and their friends.
Other events going on with American Heritage Girls this year. I know that there are some things coming up this year. We have a celebration, I believe, coming up this year. Is that correct?
We do. We are gearing up for our 20th birthday. Can't believe American Heritage Girls is almost 20 years old. So we every 5 years we hold a convention. And a convention is when the girls are actually coming to the event. And so usually every other year we have a leadership conference where the adults come, and we train each other and we just build each other up to be better leaders for our daughters. But this year, for the 20th birthday celebration, we're bringing the girls. We're all going to jump in the car and road trip to Anderson, Indiana. It'll be the first time at a college campus. So we'll have dormitory-style housing, and the girls will get to kind of experience what it's like to almost kind of be at a college setting, which will be great for our older girls. And we will be just celebrating life, and I think our theme will be about being, it's called Upside Down. That's really about just that upside-down leadership style that Jesus had, where he was a servant leader. You know, to be great, you must be, you know, to be a servant to each other. We're going to be talking a lot about what real leadership, what servant leadership looks like through a biblical worldview, and just celebrating. We have some great speakers. We have some great activities. We have Jamie Grace coming to sing. She's a popular Christian artist that the girls just love. So all kinds of activities for the big birthday celebration.
Well, happy birthday. And when is that coming up again? When is the birthday celebration coming up?
That'll be in mid-June 2015. So that's coming up fast.
Very good. Well, looking forward to celebrating that with American Heritage Girls this year. Other events going on this year, or other significant things in American Heritage Girls?
That is all consuming for us right now. And yeah, we have just a lot to plan, and I think we're going to have like one of the biggest tea parties ever. The moms and the daughters can have a big giant tea party together. And really the fun thing about a tea party is that you can learn about how precious and beautiful you are, and use fancy plates and napkins and have, you know, a beautiful time together and show the girls how meaningful they are at a fun giant tea party. So, but no, the convention will be all consuming to us right now, and it'll be just an amazing way. It's just another kind of like the March for Life. Brings thousands of people together. And at home, you know, I have my 60 girls in my local troop there in St. Louis. And some 60 girls see each other, but then when you bring 60 girls and around thousands of other American Heritage girls, they'll get to see all these girls together in one location. It's a very powerful experience for our girls to say, wow, there are thousands of other girls just like me who want to follow after God and learn more about Him and practice this biblical worldview with other believers, and they all come together for this big convention. So it'll be a fun event for the girls to meet other girls from all over the country. A lot of our girls are already in a pen pal situation where they've been matched up with a girl from all the way across, you know, the country, and they're writing letters to each other. So a lot of these girls who have been writing letters will get to meet each other, you know, at the convention. So that'll be a fun connecting time for the girls.
Well, very good. And how can we find out more about American Heritage Girls? Say, if we want to find a troop in our area, learn more about it, see if it's a good match for our family, how can we find out more? And what would we find if we find a troop in the area?
Yeah, well, the first place you can go is to our website, which is ahgonline.org. And there's a nice troop map locator that you can click in your zip code and see if there's a troop near your area, in your area. And if there's not, we have a very simple process to help and encourage families to start a troop. The great news for us as Lutherans is that we have a special memorandum of understanding with the Lutheran Church, where back in May, American Heritage Girls and the Lutheran Church sat down and said, you know what, this is a really great fit for the Lutheran Church. And it matches our values. It matches our biblical worldview that we want to teach our girls. It's fun and it's exciting. It's faith building. So the, Pastor Harrison and our executive director, Patty Garibay, sat down and signed this memorandum. And so now you can take that message. It really helps the pastors know that it's not bringing in some new or strange program into the church. It's actually, you know, a Christian program that aligns with the Lutheran Church. It's already been researched and vetted, you know, by our pastors, and they're all on board with bringing us in. So I would start with our website, and thus also know that there's already a very big open door to start new troops in the Lutheran Church.
Well, again, the website to help folks find more information, AHG Online. AHG stands for American Heritage Girls Online.org, correct?
That's correct.
Very good. You can go there, and as you said, there's a map, a tool for helping you find a troop in your area. If there isn't a troop, you can get in touch via the website and find out how to start a troop in your area if you'd like to do that. And the troops are generally chartered by a congregation, correct?
That's right. And the church or the Christian or the Lutheran school, right.
Very good. So connected to a ministry, to a congregation, a school, to help raise up young women in this in the true faith and in with a Christian worldview. And it's man, is doing a fine job. So glad to hear about the success of the Respect Life Patch, and glad that, Jody, that you're there at the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life to stay in tune with what's going on with all these important issues when it comes to protecting life, standing for life, and developing this life-affirming culture. Jody Tokin, the National Public Relations Coordinator for American Heritage Girls, thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor today will be the Reverend Hyle Anderson from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We're going to study Romans chapter 11 and 12, the last part of chapter 11 today, and get into the first part of chapter 12. Hope you can join us for that and more. We've also got, don't forget, Creation Club coming up at 8:45 and at 9 o'clock. We've got morning prayer. Hope you can join us for all of that as we start your day with the Word of God and prayer right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.